Do we have a second to that? We have a second from Vice Mayor Parnas. Question your own motion.
Yes. To the attachment 31 that was referenced, what essentially does that do?
It does not leave...
It doesn't require them to do anything.
It is not, but it's a tool that we've used when there's something that is not necessarily legally binding to raise, to elevate it in the, within the amendment report. So it elevates it so that when you're reading through the amendment report, it would be recognized in the very first section. You wouldn't have to read through kind of the report to get to that. So it would be fresh on everyone's mind.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? Ms. Mary Graham.
Thank you, Chair DiGiorgio. Just real quick, please. The applicant, 13th Floor Investments, is not the current owner, unless I am misunderstanding the Broward County property appraiser information about those parcels that they're doing this due diligence on. It appears to me, I'm not an attorney, but they're doing due diligence because they've got plans to do the development, but they haven't yet acquired the property. So as a layperson, and I apologize for the stupid question if it appears this way, how would we be prohibiting them from developing their property, as Mr. Maxey had somewhat included in his comments, if they haven't yet bought it yet? They're clearly looking at what they can do on the property if they choose to acquire it. And they were before us a year ago with a much more intensive development, and they've now downsized it and tried to comply with all of the feedback from the city and the homeowners and everything else. So for the record, are we really denying them the opportunity to develop the property if they're not the current owner for the property appraiser's website? Thank you.
So I'll just ask Madam Executive Director Blake Boyer to answer that.
Sure. Oftentimes when we're reviewing land use plan amendments, I'll just start with that. The property owners is the property owner, and there's an applicant and agent because they're in negotiation, and the final sale of the property may not go through unless this happens. So I believe that that is the instance here, and Mr. Backman is on the phone if that is incorrect. So if this land use plan amendment was approved with the conditions that you've defined, no one is going to, it doesn't matter if it's 13th floor or anyone else, these declarations are going to run with the land and are legally enforceable. So if, let's say, Club Link sold to Developer X, Developer X would have to comply with everything that is in the recommendation, regardless of, they can't just walk in and say, well, we're the new property owner, we don't want to do that. They would have to be released from, you know, voluntary commitments. They would, if they wanted more units, they'd have to ask for a land use change. We would be back here again in that situation. So to me, those are the protections that are put in place to be able to fulfill those commitments.
Absolutely. And I'd like to just reiterate what Mr. Grosso and Mr. Morota said. This is not a property rights issue. Just vote your mind, vote your conscience on this.
Yeah, I think you have full freedom to do that and not be at all defensive about your vote. Everybody.
Thank you. We heard you. Excellent. Further discussion? Ms. Cavender, we're going to do a roll call vote. Please call the roll. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye clearly when your name is called. Thank you.
Mr. Brian Blackwelder? Mr. Robert Breslau?
Yes.
Mayor Felicia Brunson?
Yes.
Commissioner Angelo Castillo?
Yes.
Ms. Denise B. Fernandez?
Yes.
Mayor Michelle J. Gomez. School Board Member Patricia Good.
Yes.
Ms. Mary D. Graham.
No.
Mr. Richard Grosso.
No.
Mayor Rex Harden.
Yes.
Mr. Chad Maxey.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Bernie Parnas.
Yes.
Ms. Jackie Raley.
Yes.
Commissioner Nan H. Rich.
No.
Mr. David Rosenoff.
Yes.
Mayor Michael J. Ryan.
Yes.
Commissioner Beverly Williams.
No.
Mr. Thomas H. DiGiorgio Jr.
Yes. The motion passes, and let me do my quick math. 12 to 4. Am I correct, Madam Executive Director?
You are correct.
Yes. Thank you very much for everyone's time today. Excellent job, staff and council members. Is there anything else we need to discuss today before the board?
No items of discussion. I just wanted to mention quickly a conversation I had with member Maxey prior to the meeting, and you should ask him about his Bronze Star pin on his jacket. So I just wanted to mention that out loud and thank him for his service. So
we absolutely appreciate his service. Thank you, Mr.
So we'll see everyone in April.
We'll see everyone in April, and our hearts and prayers go out to the Blackwelder family. So thank you. That's a motion to adjourn.